Okay, so this is the Pinchas. There's a big pillar on Rashi. The big pillar Otzmoy. It says in Rashi, "Hoyu Ashvatim Bevazim Oso." The Shvatim made Bezoyin a Pinchas. Harisim Ben Puti Zeh. Shepitem Avi Imo Agolim Labor Zora. Harag Nosi Shevet Bisrael. There's a plea gedola, plea Otzmoy. There was a Magefa at Klal Yisrael. Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby and sat in Magefa. So he saved Klal Yisrael. He saved all Klal Yisrael. There was a Magefa and stopped. So they know what happened. We know what happened. Pinchas saved Klal Yisrael. He saved them. The Magefa would have Chalila, like it says, Lo Chilisi. If Pinchas wouldn't have done that, Khalil would have been everything. So Shvatim are Mevazahim. Pliya Atzuma, the Mevazahim, he saved their life. He saved Klal Yisrael. He saved everyone. He started Magefa, and they make a Bezoyin of him. You ever heard of Pliya? Pliya Atzuma Mo'ed. Okay. I know no tshuva on this Pliya. Pliya Atzuma. Is it clear? Clear Gedola. Then you'll ask around. He asked this, yeah. Where in Tversky Yonason? Yeah. He asked this clear. He has to say something else. They didn't know that Zimri is Chayim Misa, asking different child, asking, he saved Klal Yisrael, he saved them, he saved their life, and they're making a Bezoyin of his. He says, He says that they had a guilty conscience. He said they had a guilty conscience. Why did they do it? Why didn't they do the Maisa of killing Zimri? Well, so he says, so to quiet their conscience, they must say, what he did was not good. That was the Bezoyon. The other buzzer did it. That was to quiet their conscience. Okay. Well, okay. That's a nice word. But Rav Chaim Shlevitz said a big word here. He said that what's found in Rashi, the Shvatim made a Bezoyin of Pinchas. Ben Puti, Pitim Avi Imo Agolim La Avrozor. He said that there's a halacha, Abel Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo. You'll have to kill him. But you have to have 100% Kavana Lishma. If you have 1% Kavana, you hate him or something else, it's a Ritzicha. You have to have Kavana Mea Achuz. I want to kill him because of Kanois, not because of any. Master reason, your own reasons. Smela, they said, Ben Puti, he's the Ben of Yisrael. Yisrael was his Saba. Pitim Avi Imo Agolim. The Saba was very into Avorazor. Smela, it can't be that Pinchas did it Lishma totally. That was the Taina. Smela, he said, no. Ben Aaron HaKoin, he's Aaron HaKoin, Oyev Sholem, Vodev Sholem, he's totally Lishma. This is the beer in the Bezoyon. Doesn't answer my kasha, but it's a nice beer in the Bezoyon. Why they made a Bezoyon, and and why, and that's why Aharon Aaron to show that he's 100%. That's why Halacha Ben Morin came, because Halacha and Morin came because Bezin can't know the person coming is totally Lishma. Maybe he's a little bit not Lishma. He hates the person. He has some sin or neg in him. Ebazay is not allowed to do it. It's the Ritzicha. Therefore, say no. That's why Ein Morin came. But Pinchas was 100%. Or Shalom, whether Shalom, Mela, he did it. Lishma, Mela, he got the brachas. Very, very nice. There was a big Kanoi named Amram Bloy. Yeah? I heard of him. Also, very Lishma. But he did everything Lishma. See, there used to be a theater. No, you didn't see it. A theater, a movie theater on Rehov Yeshayahu on top. It used to be a theater. Now they took it down. But when I saw it, it wasn't yet playing, but I saw it. But there used to be a movie theater played on Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos. So it's right here from Rav Chaim Brim. So Rav Amram Bloy used to daven mincha and eat shalosh shiras, then go stand on line to buy a ticket at this movie theater. Then he got to his turn came, and he stood at the booth, blocked everyone else from buying a ticket, and they came to hit him everything. But he was very very lishmo. Okay, so Kanoi is the big thing. If you're Lishmo, it's a very big thing. So this is a very nice word here, and okay, this word, and it's a Chanoch, the Mishpachas, HaChanochi Lefalu Mishpachas HaPalui. What are we saying? What are we adding letters for? So it says in Rashi, Shiftei Kor, the word Kor is the Edus and Klal Yisrael that they're Torah. Maybe we're adding, they said, maybe the children were in Torah, maybe they were in Torah. Maybe we say we're adding Edus of the Shem Kor that they're at Torah. Kor. The Hey and the Yud is the Shem Kor. Rashad is, the word Kor is Yud then Hey. Here we're saying Hey first, Hey then Yud. We're making the opposite. We're making the shame call opposite, or it's not the right shame. Shame is called Yud and Hey. We're making it Hey, 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 Hey and Yud. So it says in the first shame, the Venera, that the Hey is remiss to a Isha. Gemara says, Aleph Shin Hey. And the Yud is remiss to the Ish. Aleph Yud Shin. So Mela was saying here, Hachanuchi, that the Siba of the Tyra of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was the woman. They were the Ikra, and they were the Ikra. I mean, we're saying, Hacha Nochi. She's the Ikra. The woman is the Ikra. The Yud is Tofel. The Shem Kor is true. Yud then Hey, but making it opposite to show that the Ikra of this of the Simin, the Ikra of Tyre and Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was the women, not the men. Mela, we say, Hacha Nochi, Ha Paloi, everything with the Hey first, Yud Negan, to show the Mela of the Tyre was the Isha, wasn't the Ish. That's why it says. Shiftei Kor is made on Klal Yisrael, but the order of the Shem was made opposite to show that the woman was the Iker Siba of Tyra of Klal Yisrael, not the men. One of the Iker of marriage is to Makir Tov. The Iker of marriage, Makir Tov to your wife, that she married you. Big, very big episode. The Makir Tov to her. The Makir Tov to her. Very, very. You have to be. They say that Rav Hutna said that in outdoor. You know, Rav Noch Weinberg opened Eish HaTorah. So he first asked Rav Hutna, should he or not? Hutna said, yeah. Rav Hutna was asking him to open Eish, or Smech. Or first or Smech. So they said. We said a few klalim in opening the yeshiva. One klal was, don't wait for anybody. Thank you is batel. In outdoor, the whole across story is batel. Don't wait. No, thank you. And say, I'm not asking. But we have to be very. We have to try to be makir tov. Again, it's the door is in a big yerida, but And one of the reader is this. The Makatov is part of the reader of this door. A big part, not a small part, a big part. But still, we try Makatov. It's very, very, very important to be Makatov, very Makatov. So Rav Hudna has a very nice tickle in Hanukkah. We should try to look at it. Rav Hudna says that the word Hadar has too much more sin. The word Hadar has too much more sin. One, thanking is one much more of the word le hodos, and another much more of hodos baldin. It's the clear. One is hodos baldin. One is thanking, and it says it's toz there bezeh. Because if you don't have hodos baldin, I can't thank, because nothing happened b'chol. First, you have to have hodos baldin, that you did me a toiva, then I'll thank you. See, that's a big, he said, a big thing. See, he says in the moedim, in davening, you have to say it clearly. In the moedim, in davening, is both dinim says in the moedim. We say moedim every day. We'll say moedim soon in mincha. So it says in the moedim we say every day is both dinim. It says moedim anachnu lecha shetohu Hashem lekeinu abseinu lo lamvein. That moedim is not thanking. That moedim is I admit that you are Hashem Elokeinu, you are Tzureinu, Hatzur Chayenu. Then we say, No Delecha, we're thanking you. Hear this? In the Moedim of Davening, are both dinim. Moedim, the first Moedim is not thanking. It says Chiddush, not thanking. We're saying Moedim. We're admitting, we're saying that you are Hashem Elokeinu. You are Tzureinu. It's Tzur Chayenu, Magen Yishenu, Toho Lidor V'dor, then No Delecha, and we're thanking you. This Chiddush. This in the Moedim, see, we think Moedim is thanking. It's a mistake. Moedim, the first Moedim is to say what the Uvda is. A second No Delecha is thanking. Very, very, very chashuv thing.
Was it Hanukkah, I think.
One Maimon of Hanukkah, I'm not which one, but the Sefer Hanukkah is very thin Sefer, so it's easy to find. There's two Maimonim there, and with one Maimon and this thanking. It says here in the davening, Kiryavtonu Malkenu L'shimcha Hagadol Selah Be'emetz. Hashem brought us to Sinai. What's the reason of Sinai? L'hodos l'cha, to thank. Clearly it means to thank. Hashem, one of the Siba of bringing to Sinai was to thank him. L'hodos l'cha. Something very chashuv, very chashuv. So thanking is very, 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 very ikra. Some people don't say the modem after learning. Some people I don't say. They think, I don't say it. They don't realize they learn Torah today. In Torah today, they have to thank Hashem for the Torah they learned. Yeah, because it's not bo'er to thank. Yeah, it's a nice thing, maybe. If I remember, I'll thank. So that's the Indian. We have to learn to thank. That's the whole life of marriage. It's the whole marriage. The marriage is thanking. If you have good marriage. Not thanking, not as good. If you don't thank, the marriage is not as good. And that's a small mila, missing a big mila. If you thank, then the marriage is very good. If you don't thank, fine. So it's a fine and very good. It's a big nafkamina. Thanking is very, very important. Thank. First to be makir tov, that she did you a big toila. She married you. So you have to be makatov to her very much. She married you. Very, 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 very important. Thank you always for that. Thank you. Thank you. But see, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern said that there's three A's in marriage. One of the A's is the three A's that ikar marriage. One is to attention, to pay attention to her. That we said that was the first two vadim. One is to appreciate her, thank her, appreciate what she does for you, and affection is to praise her, always praise her, but nothing to thank her. I say this Gemara in Bamis, that's very important. Gemara in Bamis, something Mavamoy. So the Gemara in Bamis says, I think this is the Ikra. The Gemara in Bamis is very important, Masechta, but the Ikra is the end of the Masechta. So it says here in Gemara in Bamis, Samach Gimel, that Rabbi Chiya had a wife who caused him tzar. Some reason, she wasn't well, or some reason, she caused him tzar. And still, whenever he went in the street, he brought presents all the time. He brought presents. Whenever he saw anything that she liked, he brought it for her, wrapped it up, and brought it home. This is a chiddush gadol. And so Rav was the nephew, Rav Davdali, Rav was the nephew of Rav lived with him. So Rav said, why is the Rebbe buying presents? She's causing tzar. So he says that Dayenu, Megala Bonenu, Matzilos Osanu Lamanachet. Just those two things, she raises her children, and she says some chet, it's worth buying presents. See, we don't. The Olam doesn't buy presents all the time. They buy presents. See, now we have to buy. We're chayav to buy a present every regular to buy a present is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Buy a present by every regular is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Buy a present and write a note with it. People are not so careful about that. Maybe if they can, not all of you are careful, but not everyone's careful. A chiyuv d'oraisa. Why? Because they don't feel I'm saying we're married, like I'm married, you're married, we're married, we're saying nothing special. That's a toast, gadol. Your wife married you. We said Hashem gave you your wife, and she's for you, miyuchad. She's yours, you're hers, and she gave you a present, Nora, your wife, and you have to be maga tov to her. So Rav Chiya bought all the time, every week. He bought every week. You don't know how often, but very, very often. He bought every week. His wife caused him tzar. Our wife is, we have the good wives, Baruch Hashem. They help us, they're happy with us. And we don't buy them. Why? Tzor Chiya and Gadol. Because we're not Makatov. He is Makatov. Mila Makatov. See, Rav Chiya was a very big Tana, See, the Gemara Bamatzia has a whole daf on Rav Chiya. Maisa Chiya. Maisa daf. We'll say one story, Rav Chiya. That Rav Chiya, famous story, Rav Chiya grew a pishtun, and he made nets, everything lishma. He made nets, and he hunted deer, and he caught the deer, he shechted them, gave Basar Ali Yisomim, and he wrote chamashim. He made klaf on the skin, and wrote the chamashim on the klaf, and he went all cities of Shlaim, went every city to city with the one Lamdim. He taught five children, every child one chamash. And he taught Baal Peh Mishnayis, Seder Mishnayis Baal Peh, and he taught children. He went all over Eretz Israel and taught to Klal Israel children, and they knew Mishnayis and Chumash. It's all up here. Pele. Rebbe said, Kamen Gdol and Maisachir. Maisachir, they did this. He went to. So maybe it's a Kiddush. His wife let him do it. His wife's Zachariah want the husband home. Not gonna let him go from all over Eretz Israel, teach Torah at the city, not so much. So no one did that. We don't find anybody did that. Only him. Because maybe we can say he's makatov to her. So now she's masking. He can go all over cities and teach Torah to all the children of Klal Yisrael. So he was a big person. So, and Rav Chiya was makatov. This is the yisod. And above Mitzvah, it's pay hey amid base, and the Yishalmi and Nikolayim has a big one daf also and Rabbi Chiya one daf Gemara Rabbi Chiya, his godless, his children's godless, his Teskalayim whole daf Gemara. See, Rav Chiya is buried in Tveria. So if you go there in Tveria, it's 146 steps. If you go there, it'll be very nice. And the Rav Chiya is buried with Rav Huna. Together, Rav Huna is buried in the same chelka. Rav Huna is buried there, and the Shami Kalayim has a whole beer about that. Okay, but Rav Chiya was very matzliach. Because he's Makatov. He's so nerva. We have to get into the. We have to learn the Makatov to everyone and to my wife for sure. Thank you all the time. Buy present. Get the buy. We should buy if we would learn the meat in the Makatov, we buy here for a present all the time, not just on the regular. We buy all the time. We should try to buy wherever we can on our birthday. Anniversary, any occasion in which we can, we should provide by a present and write a note with it, and a nice note with it, and that'll be very big chizik for her. If a woman knows that we thank her, that we appreciate her, it gives her a big chizik in all her life. If she knows that we appreciate her and we thank her, really gives her a big chizik and a big, her life becomes chai. Life becomes a chiyus. It turns to a life. Her husband is makatov to her, appreciates her, very, very big yisod. So that Rav Moshe Aaron said that the altar of Kelm was his wife was very very chashva wife. She ran the yeshiva. She worked for a living, and so Rav Elia Lapian learned in Kelm. And he wondered. This is what Moshe Aaron said. Rabbi Elia wondered how the wife of the altar did everything with a big hatzacha. So Rabbi Elia ate there Lel Shabbos, and the altar of Kelm told his rebbetzin that I made the wrong bracha because I made on the bread hamotzi. Really, the bracha was right to be mazonos. You know, a shvach, how sweet the. How sweet the challah was, and Rabbi Elliot said that those shvachim, the shvachim of the altar, gave his wife chiyus, and she could do everything. The chiyus, totally in the appreciation of the bow to the wife, how much you appreciate her is how much you're giving her chiyus, So it's very. So we have to learn Musa and I mean makatov. What? I don't know. Rabbi Moshe Aaron said it. Moshe Aaron was a Talmud of Rabbi Elia for 4 years. Rabbi Elia was Mashkiach of Kamenetz 4 years before he went to Chassidim. So he, and Rabbi Moshe Aaron ate with him breakfast 4 years. So he ate with him breakfast 4 years. So he knew him well. So I'm not sure it's written down. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So this Gemara in the Dorim, Rabbi Akiva. So say Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was very very matzliach in his life. Big tanner. So the Gemara says here in the Dorim, on Daf Nun. See, a big pele happened. That the Bas of Kabbas Shavua married Rabbi Akiva. She's a daughter of a big usher, a big usher, and she can marry the best bacha there is in Eretz Yisrael. And she picks to marry a Roy Tzon who wasn't yet learning, and she marries a Roy Tzon, a big pella, and her parents. They don't agree. So they make a neder hano. So she's alone in the world. No parents. No money. No parents. Nothing. She's alone in the world, and she marries Rabbi Akiva. That's it. She's very shtat. Married Rabbi Akiva, a royal tzayin, and there's no hano from anything. And they're living in Anias Gedola, and she's all her life living in Osher. Now she's living with being Anias. So it's there are two stories here in the Gemara. One story is that Rabbi Akiva said, I'm gonna get money. I'll buy you a crown of Yerushalayim. I'll buy you a crown because a lot of money. A crown of Zohov, Yerushalayim shall Zohov. I'll buy you a crown. He doesn't have money in the crown. He doesn't have money at all. He can't buy anything. Now he's saying, I'll buy you a crown. Meaning, the key was telling her, I'm makatov to you. I'm makatov to you. You married me. I'm very makatov to you. I want to buy something, a big thing. And when I get money, I'll buy you a crown of Zohov. That's a big thing. And the Gemara says here in Dorim also, same daf nun, they got money with six nisim atumim, miracles. There were six miracles. He got money, big money, with six miracles. So and her, maybe b'schus that he wants to make a tov to her, but buy her a crown of Yerushalayim. So Hashem gave him money, very big money. And they will say one of the nisim. One of the nisim that every ship had on the ship something of every ship had like a golden thing of the ship. It's one golden thing of the ship, and one ship sank. And the ship was lost, and no one got anything from like the Titanic was lost, finished, and no one got anything. And Rabbi Akiva found this golden thing of the ship, those hefker, and got it, and it became a big usher. It's one of the six nisim.
But he's saying that he got it in the schus that he wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I think. In the schus that he wanted to give her a crown of Yerushalayim, Hashem sent him this ship that everyone, the ship was lost, was sunk, and he found this wing of the ship with gold. Hashem gave it to him. This is what I think. So I think we have to look and see if they say it. The schus, the promise of him to his wife. Okay. So he's makatov to her. Why do you say the crown? Being makatov to her. Then Hashem sent Elio to give them chizuk. Avraham said he doesn't understand. Elio Novi comes to Roy Tzoyin, Tzorchin, but Hashem sent Elio. Elio came. Came and said, my wife gave birth, and we haven't got straw to cover the baby. Oh, he said, we have straw. We see, we have straw. They haven't got straw, and they gave them straw. So the wife of Kiva said, told him to go learn, and he learned 12 years. He learned 12 years. Then he came back, and he stood at the door of the house, and he heard his wife speaking to a Russia, said to a Russia, and Russia told the wife, your husband left you like an almana, So, and the wife told the Russia, if my husband would do like I wanted, he'd learn 12 years more. And Kiva said, okay, 12 years more, Seder, 12 years more. And Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, and Rav Gifter said also in the mirror, it's the same word, B'Shem Lord tells Rav Shivis that Rav Kiva did not go in. Why? Because 12 plus 12 is not 24. It's 12 plus 12. So Rav Moshe Aaron Stern said a very chashuva word here, a word, an emesig word. 12 plus 12 is not 24. Emes. But at the end of the whole inyan, the wife will know that Rabbi Kiva was there 12 years and didn't walk in. So maybe she'll have tzar. She'll have tzar. And her tzar is docha 12 plus 12. So her tzar, you can't do 12 plus 12 and expect isha tzar. So if you have tzar, no 12 plus 12. She has no tzar, nothing. Him knowing that he's standing there at the door, not going in, no tzar b'chlal, she's happy as can be, go back and learn 12 years more. And she's alone. She has no parents. She has no sukkahs, no shavuos, no Hanukkah, nothing. She has no money b'chlal. And she's willing to have him learn 24 years without anything. I mean, pella de gezach. So what gave her the chizuk? So I think Gabriel Chizik was that she knew Rabbi Kiva is makatov to her. He'll thank her. He'll think makatov to her. He'll appreciate her. He'll value her. Like Adiyani says, everything is yours. Is hers. And that wasn't just a statement at the end. That was the feeling. All chaftal shanim. Similarly, if we have that big yisur be makatov, then you tell her and it's real, not like faking. It's real. Then started very chashu. Then she feels very good. Similarly, she's alone 24 years. Parents are not with her. She hasn't got money, nothing, no clothing, but she knows her husband makatov to her. We can't do this. Rav Chaim Shlevitz said that we can't do this. Go away, learn. Not for us, but then for her, for them, it was Roy. And that door, that time was Roy. He was makatov to her, and Mela he became a big gadol. So we can't go away. We have to be home every night, every day. But we have to makatov to her. The more makatov to her, the more she'll have chiyus and cheshek. And do everything, beratzin and be'ava, and there'll be a life nifluma. If we have to get to the yisod of being makatov, that's the yisod of being makatov to her. Very, 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 very. It's not so, the door has been lost it. The door has lost the yisod. So we have to be machzer atorah al yoshna and be makatov. That's the so. If you make it off there, there'll be a gvalda gratzlacha. That's Hashem should help us to get the soul of the makatov to our wife. Everyone, to our wife also, but our wife. The Kakras Toiv is very, very big, very big. The sword of Kibra Avein is makatov. That's the sword of Kibra Avein, is a big reader in our door. The reader at Tzuma, because the reader in being makatov, the reader in that mitzvah also. So we have to also be chatting that also. But our wife is Iker, be makatov to her, and Shem should help us to do that. And we should have a big hatzlacha. Maybe we'll just say one word on the parasha. This is a very nice Rashi. This says Rashi and Abner Slavcha, a big Kiddush. That says on the pasuk, Kain Abner Slavcha Dovros. So it says in Rashi, Dover Neira. It says Kach Suva Parasha Zul Lafana Bamorim Magid Sheruasa Enom. Mashle Rosa Eno shall Moshe. Mash Rashi, that the Parsha of Yerusha was written in Shemaim, that Noshim are Yorish if they haven't got a ben, and the eyes of North Safrat saw it. They saw the Parsha written in Shemaim. So in Shemaim they saw Pella, the Kilo Nevi'im, the Nevi'im, they saw the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see it in Shemaim, and they saw it. I mean, there was such a bikush for Nachlo and Eretz Yisrael that they saw the Parsha written in Shemaim. See, bikush. You see the in the back. They wanted Nachla. Five girls. They weren't married yet. Not married. Older. Not married. And they went to Moshe and Elazar and said they want Nachla. And they got Nachla and they all married. The one says they had children. They were older. The one says in Bar Basra they had a nace of Yocheved. Yocheved had a big nace. She had children later. Poor than them. They had children about after 40. All of them. Think all of the 40. They had children. Yeah, bikush of Maila's. They had bikush of Nachla and they got bikush. Shem Shabbos had bikush Torah mitzvahs. Om Shehav a big bikatzach. Thank you.